You're watching No-Go Zone with Henrik.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here. It is April 10th, 2024. It's good to be back with you. It is another Woden's Day, Onsdag, today. Usually we have done it Thursday, at least recently. How about that? But now we're actually trying to get back to doing it on Wednesdays. Anyway, thank you for joining us. Lots going on today. Of course, we have some shootings. It looks like all over the place in all kinds of... We've just had a wonderful roundup in the west of Eid Mubarak, whatever. There's some Ramadan closeout here. So basically, we're going to look at some of the wonderful festivities, specifically in England. But we had some in America, too. Thought it was Michigan first. Well, maybe they had something there too, but it turns out it was some Muslim thing that went awry, and there was some shooting following a Ramadan event in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Isn't that what they put that AIDS movie that was based in Philadelphia? All right. Anyway, good to be back with you guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Finally, some nice warm temperatures in these neck of the woods, in this neck of the woods, northern Idaho. It's been kind of gray and cold for a long time. Finally, some sun came out today, so feeling a little bit happy here today. So that's good. Anyway, we do have some fun stuff before we get into the serious business here of of Muslim invasions into our countries and how they're improving everything, because that's of course always what they do, right? I saw a couple of headlines here. We can begin. I don't know where to begin with it. I'm not sure what do we do with something like this? Priest jailed after refusing to open the door to an ambulance during his gay orgy, during which a man overdosed on erectile pills. So, is this England? No, it turns out it's in based Poland. What's going on over there, Poland? Holy smokes. A priest has been jailed after he refused to open the door to an ambulance when a man overdosed on erectile dysfunction pills during a gay orgy that he had organized. Is this in the church? I need answers here. Father Thomas Zmarsley from the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary of the Angels has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for sex and drug crimes. He was also, here we go. Eesh. All right. He was also jailed for failing to provide assistance to a person in danger of loss of life or seriously bodily harm after the victim took copious amounts of potency tablets. Can you die from that? Can someone explain what's what the hell is that about? The priest was ordered to pay the victim 1,500 zlotys. That's about 3,800 US dollars in damages, and to pay several thousands of zlotys to fund set set up to help the victims of crime. The small party had been held at his apartment in the city of Dubrova Górnicza, and in the early hours of the morning his naked friend fell ill. Holy shit. Okay. All right. Anyway, It's not really that important stuff, but I thought it was kind of funny. We're gonna get to the BLM. He does look it though. Is this the new church? What's going on? My based Eastern Christians. What's going on with this stuff? You got some stuff to sort out here. How do they? I thought Poland had maybe to keep this out or no. Informing his superiors about the incident following the day, Father Zmarsley denied that he had organized a, quote, gay orgy, unquote. The priest was sentenced for sexual offenses. Well, that's something, at least. The supply of drugs and failing to provide assistance to a person in danger of loss of life or serious bodily harm. All right. Well, I didn't know you could get unconscious or have bodily harmed for taking penis pills. How about that? Maybe he should use... What was Alex's call again? Male vitality, was that what it's called? maybe that would have been enough. Do you get a heart attack from that too? All right. Anyway, holy smokes! Check this one out. We're getting into the BLM thing here because there is protest now in the wake of another scholar being shot here. But this is funny. Calls for redesign of royal honor over offensive image. Really. Petition says, image of Saint Michael standing on Satan Could it be Satan? What was that? Was that Saturday Night Live? Was that what it was? Saint Michael is standing on Satan, and people are saying it's reminiscent of George Floyd killing. Really now, interesting. Campaigners are calling for the redesign of one of Britain's highest honors, personally bestowed by the Queen. She's dead. This is like 3 years ago now. Because they say it's its badge resembles a depiction of a white angel standing on the neck of a chained black man. But I thought it was Satan, right? It's some like wings there too. There's obviously a reptile body of some kind here. We have some green slimy wings here. Is this kind of like how Jews say that if something's anti-Semitic, they just constantly just project themselves into these roles? The Order of St. Michael's of St. George is traditionally awarded to ambassadors and diplomats and senior foreign office officials who have served abroad. It has three ranks, blah, blah, blah. Let me see. Here we go. A petition calling for the medal to be redesigned has attracted more than 2,000 signatures on change.org. The petition, started by Tracy Reeve, says this is a highly offensive image. It also reminiscent of the recent murder of George Floyd by the white policeman in the same manner presented here in this medal. I thought he's not even having his knee on him, though. He has his foot on his head. It's funny, it's like anything that just reminds him of this is now deemed to be offensive, and it has to be removed. We, the undersigned, are calling for this medal to completely be redesigned in a more appropriate way and for an official apology to be given for the offense it has given. I didn't have time to follow up. I just saw it quickly in passing, and I thought it fits the gay priest story here, because we're going to get into the BLM stuff here a little bit later. But I don't think it has been redesigned. I can't remember seeing it. Now, look, they're doing all this crazy stuff all the time. They're redesigning the flag in these tranny colors in the UK, and statues are taken down. So I wouldn't be surprised, but I haven't seen anything if they actually did this. Bumi Thomas, a Nigerian-British singer, activist, and specialist in visual communications, said that the image on the badge was clear. It is not a demon. It's a black man in chains with a white, blue-eyed figure standing on his neck. It's literally what happened to George Floyd and what has been happening to black people for centuries under the guise of diplomatic missions. Active subliminal messaging that reinforces the conquest, subjugation, and dehumanization of people of color. So he's a specialist in visual communications? Doesn't seem like it. How can you even see... Can you even see that that's blue-eyed? That's obviously all pure conjecture and projection here. What about the reptile body? We don't have to get into symbolism here, but it's funny how they're like, I'm an expert in symbolism, and this is exactly what I see that it is. And I'm offended. Aye. Smokes. Okay. All right. Here's something different here for you guys. Speaking of crazy people... how about a gender-affirming tattoo mustache? Not even a mustache. Just a 5 o'clock shadow. Good stuff here.
See that stubble on the upper lip there, that 5 o'clock shadow? That's actually a tattoo that I just made. I'm Daisy, a tattoo artist in Brisbane, and this is my client, Beans. Beans wanted a gender-affirming mustache tattoo, so I'm using the same technique
as... Beans? Sorry, what now?
As SMP, which stands for scalp micropigmentation, to do some mustache micropigmentation. This is Beans' face before the tattoo. As you can see, absolutely no 5 o'clock
shadow. Did she say its face?
Pigmentation. This is Beans' face before the tattoo. As you can see.
Oh, Beans. Okay, sorry. Beans.
That's right. Absolutely no 5 o'clock shadow.
Beans? Yeah, I mean, that's pretty gender neutral. Beans? Hey, Beans, what's up? It's male. It feels male. I guess it's trying. Beans is trying to be male. Maybe Beans is just Beans. How about that? Some baked beans.
Whatsoever. And here I am making the tattoo. I'm using a teeny tiny needle configuration and cosmetic tattoo pigment to make thousands of tiny little dots, creating the illusion of a 5 o'clock shadow. Each of these tiny little dots is to mimic a hair follicle, which gives the overall stubble effect when it's finished. This is very meticulous, intricate work, and I'm so grateful to Beans because they sound like an absolute champion for me. Here's the tattoo fresh off the needle under my very, very bright studio lighting. Immediately, we have given the face a much more masculine look. I was so happy with how everything was looking. Beans hadn't even seen anything yet. And here we are in the natural light, which gives you a much better idea of how Beans is going to look in their everyday life. I absolutely loved making this mustache tattoo, and I cannot wait to see how it heals up and ultimately make more.
Yes, of course you're going to make more tattoo stubble. I don't know what's, I mean, this is, I'm not surprised. This is, there is no limits to any of this stuff. And it is going to get, it is going to get crazy. These are the people that are going to amputate their own limbs and put mechanical machine robot parts in its place. And then they're going to be able to control that with their crazy brain that they got in there. That mutant, the spiteful mutant brain. If they get their Terminator technology kind of halfway there, or some cyborg stuff, these people will be, they'll be a menace. They're already a menace to society. They're a menace to kids right now, but then they'll be a menace to all of us. Remind me of this one, too. This is one of those, really now? Are you really sure about this? The Telegraph. April 8th, yesterday here, 2 days ago here, 2024, children must not be rushed to change gender, report warns. Young people who believe they are transgender may have mental health problem. A major review is set to find. It's set to find. That's interesting language that you're about. Okay. I don't doubt it whatsoever. Are they just strolling around to this? Is it like the COVID stuff? Like, oh, we're doing these studies. And it turns out these people who think they're something they're not may have some mental issues going on. Children who believe they're transgender may actually have mental health issues. A landmark report is set to find this week. It's expected to advise that children should not be rushed onto a path to change gender. mind blown. And that they receive counseling that addresses the mental health issues they may have rather than being put on drugs. Yeah, you think? Who told you about this for how many years now? How long has it been? I mean, the transgender stuff, what is it? A couple of decades? It's really taken off within the last 5-6 years, I'd say. On a level which is just insane, unbelievable, in fact. But now they're okay. I mean, look, not that many will listen to this, and they will probably just proceed as as normal. Well, it's not normal, but as far as they consider it to be, they will just continue to chop off the genitals of little kids and sterilize them, or teenagers, or young adults, or whatever. Dr. Hilary Cass, a pediatrician, will on Wednesday unveil her long-awaited review on how transgender children are supported and the medical treatment they receive. It comes amid concerns that children are being allowed to change gender in school without their parents' knowledge or consent, and after the routine prescription of puberty blockers was banned by NHS England. Now, you have seen some pushback, at least that, but the fact that society has allowed this to go on for this long is totally insane. But you have seen some kind of like, pushing the brake pedal a little bit on some of these things in England. Sweden did it recently. There took at least the process they claim. In some cases, they say this, but then there's clinics and even hospitals that continue to do these kinds of things. They're not supposed to, let minors or, under a certain age, teenagers do these kinds of things, but they do it anyway. But yeah, Sweden has stopped, allegedly, some of these hormone blockers. They deemed it to be dangerous and all these things, right? But you've basically churned out a third of a generation here now of just completely, damaged kids and young adults. Many of them are sterile now, too, of course. Okay. Anyway, the Telegraph understands that the report will find that children who think they are trans disproportionately have mental health issues stemming from a difficult family situation. Yeah, I mean, like being raped or something. Or suffered, yeah, there it is. Or suffered from abuse, exactly. They are also more likely to be neurodiverse. Yeah, you mean problem with the brain? Yeah, that's correct. Now address who's behind it. Now address who came up with all this stuff. Now put the people in jail that enabled this. Put the people in jail who changed the medical dictionary to take this off of the mental health list and put it onto, like, what was it? Some, well, it's not even part of it now, right? At all, essentially. Oh no, it's normal. This is just what we do now. It's unbelievable. All right, but the bar is so low that the slightest little pushback against this, you know, we can't let it feel like a victory, because it really isn't, because it's still going on until this is 100%, you know, pushed back and banned. And the people who enabled this and initiated us onto this path are held criminally accountable for it. We should not be happy about any of this. It's far from done, if you ask me. Okay. All right. What do we got here? Maybe next time. Happy Hump Day, my dudes. Hump Day. What is it? Is that just Wednesday, or is that something else? Is it a specific day, Hump Day? Hump Day. It's this Wednesday, regard to the midpoint of the typical working week. There you go, Hump Day. Yeah, we call it Lillördag in Sweden, which is Little Saturday. So people went out to go get drunk on Saturdays. It's like half of the work week is done. Hump Day, that's right. Okay. Refresher on that. Thank you. Maybe next time. Good to see you. Hope you are doing well. All right. So we got this situation here. Big surprise, am I right? We got another scholar, which has been now shot by cops for no reason whatsoever. 96 shots fired in a fatal traffic stop. Here's what the body cam footage show. Let's check this out here. Let's just see how they're reporting on this. Are they going to be more honest than usual? I haven't seen this yet. Or are they going to do a total just... as usual, they're ramping up now to get us to the point where you're going to have massive, like, BLM protests this summer, I would assume, again. They'll try to do a repeat of what they did 2020, I would assume. We got to steal the election. We got to keep Trump out and all these things. You know, I think they're trying hard to get Trump in. They're making us, like, it's very hard not to like him when they're attacking him in the way that they are. But be that as it may, I see him more as the... he's the third temple enabler at this point, but we'll see what happens here. Anyway, let's see how they are reporting on this here.
Your reaction to seeing that video?
It was terrifying.
For Dexter Reed's sister, his mother...
Oh, Lord Jesus, please help me.
...and his entire family, what played out on newly released body camera video is nothing but pain.
They shot him down like an animal. Why did they shoot him that many times? He's already dead. Why you study shooting him like that? They killed my son and they killed me too.
March 21st, 2024. Let's Chicago see. Police are initiating a traffic stop on a driver reportedly for not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Civilian Office of Police Accountability.
I'm sorry. Is this... When was it here? Let me see what the date was.
March 21st, 2024.
Okay. So it's not too long ago, but the body cam footage have just been released.
Police are initiating a traffic stop on a driver reportedly for not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Civilian Office of Police Accountability. A traffic stop being conducted by 5 tactical officers.
Roll the window down. What are you doing?
Roll up. Roll this one down.
Roll that one down too. Hey. Don't roll the window up. Roll the window up.
Okay.
Do not roll the window up.
Hey,
unlock the doors now.
The temperature quickly escalates. One officer puts what appears to be his gun on the windshield. Reed then fires first, hitting an officer.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. So, of course, yes. well, the police totally shouldn't have had their weapon out. You see, it's basically their fault. He had no option. He had to shoot the police. That's just what happened. He was afraid of his life. So, of course, he had to shoot the police first. God, they're so dishonest. It's incredible.
The temperature quickly escalates.
Maybe you should just have listened to them. Not rolled out the window. not lock the cars, not take out a gun, not fire at the police. There's a number of things here you can actually do not to get shot by the cops, okay?
Puts what appears to be his gun on the windshield.
Oh, no. Breathe, oh, my. Yeah, gee, first. I wonder why, after, like, this sneaky-looking scholar here rolls back up the window, it's dark, and he reaches for the glove compartment. You know, who knows what happened right there? I wonder why this person is like, okay, I better be ready. I'm not willing to die today for this simple little traffic, violation that it potentially could have been.
Hitting an officer in the forearm, according to the initial investigation. Then, chaos.
Chaos. What do you mean? Like, okay, he's shooting a cop. Now they're gonna kill him. Like, what do you? Like, what do you want? What do you expect?
Hey, Lewis, gun!
Shots fired!
Shots fired!
Hey, throwing that gun fire!
It was still
Reed
okay.
Goes down.
Okay, so they didn't get him at first. Then that's, I assume, why they're shooting so many times. They're actually not managed to hit the guy then.
St. Louis gun.
St. Louis gun. What am I not following here?
Shots fired.
Okay, he tries to drive away there. Even. There you go. I wasn't going to see that properly.
Hey, he's on fire! Pick it up!
And there he's outside of the car. Okay.
Reed goes.
Okay, well, that explains why they shot so many times. They didn't get him. He tries to drive away, and so they continue to shoot. Somehow he ends up outside of the car. Jumps out, I assume. And then they have to shoot him to actually kill him.
Down.
Okay.
Then, three final gunshots. 96 in total, according to investigators.
Yeah, but they didn't shoot him 96 times, I would assume. How many actually bullet... I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, he did the wrong thing, and you're gonna... You did goofed up, okay? Okay, bro? Okay, bro, you did goofed up, so now you got... It happened. But how many gunshot wounds actually did he have? Maybe 10? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe 15? Maybe less?
A gun was later recovered from the front seat of Reed's car. Portia Banks had just been on the phone with her brother in the minutes before it all happened. Then she turned on a police scanner at her shop.
Listening to the police talking, like saying shots fired, but I can hear all the shots on the scanner. Like, I can hear so many shots, so many shots, so many shots. But didn't know that it was my brother. So then to know later on that night that them shots that I heard and then the ambulance going past my shop was my brother was the most heartbreaking thing that I could have ever felt in my life.
One of the family...
Sure. I mean, it's... Sure, that's gotta suck, but, you know, he was... He did the wrong thing. I'm not a big fan of some of these cops, obviously, but what do you expect them to do, right? After all the things where cops are shot and targeted. Oh, you're supposed to put your life on the line every single time. You can't defend it. You can't have your gun out, you see?
Family's attorneys are...
Again, it's like less about the mechanics of this thing and more about, oh, okay, here we go again. Let's see how they're using this one.
This never should have happened in the...
Now, the press release, I guess some hilarious footage of the mom here.
First place.
There was a weapon recovered in his car. However, it started with an unconstitutional, pretextual, and unnecessary stop of Dexter Reed.
It was an unnecessary stop. Well, if it was nothing, why did he take a gun out? If it was over nothing. If he's doing nothing wrong, why put yourself in a position where you take out a gun and shoot at the police? It's amazing. It's amazing how this always
works. And that's what precipitated the entire incident.
And questions remain over why tactical officers initiated a traffic stop for a supposed seatbelt violation.
I assume they happened to be there. I assume.
As part of a brief
statement. Maybe they had a hunch. Maybe they were looking at statistics from the FBI. Disproportionate crime statistics. Who knows?
And Chicago police says this incident is still under investigation, but the stop is where it all began.
If you don't stop my nephew, he'll be alive today.
Reed's uncle sitting alongside his father.
Well, but with that attitude, he'd be dead for something else in a couple of weeks. With that low IQ response to a situation like this. What are the people telling? Where are the parents? Where's the education around, like, look, just listen to the cops and do what you might not feel. You got to have some, I don't know, what do they call it again? It's impulse control. That's right. You might not like it at that situation, but guess what? I don't like it either some many days, but like they do have monopoly on violence. And if you, let's say you got out of that situation, you managed to shoot a couple of cops. They'll just send more and more and more. And eventually you will go, you will be killed. You will go down. Like you're not going to get out of a situation like that. You know what I mean? So you gotta be educated on how to deal with these types of situations, which is, of course, listen to what they say, do what they say, and then you can take that fight later, right? You gotta have the right timing on these kinds of issues, and you can fight them legally for doing the wrong thing or whatnot. Even not that that was the case here, but I'm just saying, that's all.
Man, this happened to my nephew. I hope the police can understand that this is the same pain that they feel when an officer is killed in the line of duty.
It's a pain that manifests in memories and pain that manifests in despair.
They took my son away from me. He ain't got that and no more. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Here's the acting, right? It was a hilarious clip. Look, it's like, I don't know. I'm just so tired. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just so tired of how they rev this up and they spin it up in order to turn it into something which is obviously is not. It's a dumbass guy who did a dumbass move, but now it's like society's fault. Check out this clipper. Reality's indistinguishable from a Chappelle show skit.
He just bought his new car 3 days before that, and he was just riding around in his car. He said, "Mom, go for a ride." And they killed him. Just bought his new car 3 days.
It's an act. They're putting this on. This is a big show. They're making a theater out of this. Oh my gosh.
And they killed him.
All right. All right. Anyway, they showed enough on the CNN clip. I was surprised by that. I thought that they actually obfuscated. They're forced to show it all, but then they try to spin it by basically saying, here what may appear to be perhaps some police holding a gun out, and obviously that's what triggered the whole thing. All right. So anyway, so now of course, furious BLM protesters are out. Clash with Chicago cops after video showed Dexter Reed being shot almost 100 times in less than a minute. I doubt that. I think, yes, they shot at him and at his vehicle almost 100 times, but they didn't shoot him 100 times. Dexter Reed killed for no reason whatsoever, and now BLM is out, clashing with police outside a Chicago police station. Here we go again, which erupted into a huge shootout after that. Well, not the protest there. Not yet, anyway. We'll see what happens. Here's the scholar. Is there footage of the footage? Here we go. Here's the scholar right here. Scholar shot for no reason. And, of course, now it's just a matter of time before we get the major protests here ramping up. Summer season, BLM summer season 2024 coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You ready? They're going to pull some gay ass shit this election cycle. You know they are. This is how crazy they are, because they think Trump is something that he's not. So that it's not that it's only about that, of course, but it's definitely part of it. And they'll definitely try to do the same thing that they did, I think, last time around. But they'll do it probably in overdrive at like a proportion we haven't seen before. We'll see what happens here. It's going to be fascinating. Now, we have an extension to this, too. Was there another one? Oh, here we go. Dexter Reed shoots an officer and is killed by police returning fire. Meanwhile, Dexter Reed's sister is apparently raising funds there right away. Wasn't there, I mean, how many millions have been coming in for cases like this over the last few years? Quite a bit, to be honest. I'd love to see, though, who started it. Now, here it is. David Santa Carlier says, "These fucking people are social parasites. Hi, my name is Portia Banks. I'm Dexter's big sister. Dexter was shot and killed Thursday by the police. They said it was a traffic stop and led to exchanging fire, but nowhere do we see shots fired from Dexter. In between getting justice, we are trying to get the best lawyers on this case, and we also need help sponsoring some of the funeral expenses. If you can offer anything, we will highly appreciate it." All right, there you go. Well, donate to, what is that, GoFundMe, right there, if you want to help out with the funeral expenses. Eye of Odin over on Rumble. Almost missed that one. "Hey, big guy, hope you and the family are doing well. Geez, these stories are so tiring. Where did they get all the money for these cars and clothes? Clothes just charge everything on the EBT card, or what? Geez." Yeah, that's, I'm, who knows what it was. He looked, there was plenty of scholar pictures of this guy here, so I assume he's, he was just getting ready to enter brain surgeon school, to be honest. He had just gotten a new car, apparently. And then this, well, that was a damn shame then. Maybe you should have worn your seatbelts. All of this could have been avoided. Resident Vol, good to see you as well, sir. Regarding Dina Do Nothing, I've got an Aussie saying for y'all, appropriate. Dilgaff. Dilgaff? Do I look like a give a fuck? Okay, I see. Acronym. Dilgaff. Would you pronounce it like that, though? Dilgaff? I assume you did. Dilgaff. Now I need to hear it in an Aussie accent. What would that be? Oh, No, I can't. I'm not even going to try. Sometimes I kind of barely get by with an Aussie accent. But anyway, Dilgaff. I don't remember that one. Do I look like I give a fuck? That's right. Thank you, Resident Revolt. Good to see you as well. What do we have here? RHA42A. Pretty based badge there, but not very realistic. There aren't any empty fentanyl pouches littering the ground. Hail Henrik. Hail Redis. That's right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Good to see you as well. All right. Let me see if we're caught up there. I have Odin. Are you still over in... Are you still over abroad? Still hanging out. What was it? Last time I checked in, was it Ukraine? Still down there? Or was it? Yeah, because it's one. No, that was not you. That's right. You were over in Sweden, right? Just did a Baltic trip, I think. But I think that was you guys' username are so close, and I keep mixing it up. That's why. That's why I got to sort. I'm gonna check the email again, make sure which username is which. But anyway, regardless of where you are, hope you're doing well. All right, so we got that. Now we have, of course, Muslim celebrations here too. Wouldn't be complete without some shootouts here too. Philadelphia Eid, I think you pronounce it. Event shooting injures three, including teen shot by officer. First, I was like, as I was seeing these things, I wasn't even going to cover this today. I had a bunch of other stuff. And then all this shit is like unfolding as I'm preparing for the show. And I was like, okay, was that the mom's response after this teen was shot in Philadelphia with a Muslim thing? No, that was just two separate things. Lots of teens here, juveniles, teens. So what are we talking about? Are we talking about Arab Muslims, Middle Eastern Muslims, or are we talking black Muslims? Anyway, multiple people injured as dozens of shots were fired during an Eid, event in West Philadelphia Wednesday afternoon, where around 1,000 attendees gathered to celebrate the end of Ramadan. That's how they do it. According to police, three people were shot during this event, and one was wounded as well because it was shot by a police officer. Approximately 30 gunshots were fired during the shooting, officials say. Another officer assigned to an area engaged a 15-year-old Philadelphia police commissioner. Wait. A 15-year-old who Philadelphia police commissioner was like, what? Kevin Bethel says was armed with a gun. So he didn't do nothing as well, obviously. Sources say the 15-year-old was armed with an assault rifle. Officers shot the teen twice when the police said he did not drop the gun. Do they Do they call it assault? Is that the official language of the police? Do they actually call it assault rifle as well? Let's check out some of the videos here.
I was scared. I was petrified because I was looking for my son and I couldn't find him.
Once again, we have young people engaging in gunfire who just really destroyed the sanctity of what happened.
Exciting music.
Huh? Gunshots erupt at an event celebrating the end of Ramadan. This all happened in West Philly at 47th and Girard.
Our fucking countries are just like, turn to shit. Gosh.
Are just after 2:30.
Get them out.
This afternoon.
Out.
And witnesses tell us hundreds of people, including many children, ran for safety when the gunshots rang out. I'm Sheba Russell.
And I'm Jason Martinez. Sources tell us multiple people have been shot. A lot of new information pouring into our newsroom here as our crews are at the hospital as well as the scene here. Let's first go to...
Hey, who's, who's the pickup artist here on the left?
Steve at the scene.
Steve at the scene. Go, Steve.
No surprise...
Can you unbutton that shirt a little bit more for us,
A lot of
Steve?
Confusions, and just like I mentioned to you, Sheba, the initial number of people shot always changes, and we always get people, sadly, who are brought to the hospital later and end up saying they were
wounded. And they're like literally in front of like a playground here as well.
At this event, and that's the case here. Here is a picture that says it all. I'm standing yet in front of another playground in Philadelphia with Philly police crime scene tape all over. But look at this scene next to us. Evidence marker number 30. And that usually counts as many bullet shell casings that they found. They believe at least 30 shots were found. And look at that brass shell casing next to that woman's shoe. Now, a woman is among the wounded here.
Classy shoe,
a woman is also among the arrested here. The only positive out of this, despite being filled with people, lots of kids, and as we pan left, look at that children's playground. That's the thing that caught my eye in our initial coverage today, with so many Philly police looking around for bullet shells. And believe it or not, a 15-year-old is among those both wounded and arrested, and sources tell me he was armed with an assault rifle. A 15-year-old with an assault rifle right in the afternoon
at
an event with 1,000 people. That is the complete opposite of what was represented here with the violence. A peaceful religious ceremony and celebration gets marred by the shooting.
Yes,
so here,
of course, it was probably an FBI sting, maybe? Mm-hmm. You know, to try to make the Muslims look bad? Is that what happened here?
Are the facts as we know it?
Probably.
That 15-year-old wouldn't drop that gun. We don't know if he shot anybody else right now because they haven't figured that out yet. But when he wouldn't drop...
Look at all the pajamas here, the Pajit pajamas walking around here. Holy shit, look at this. What is it? This looks like the bombed out neighborhood in Syria or something like that.
That gun, a Philly police officer, female officer, prevented him from shooting it at her or anyone else. And she shot him in the shoulder and the leg. Then he's now not holding the gun for the first time. She scoops him up, gets him in her patrol car and rushes him to the hospital to help save his life. None of the wounded have any life-threatening injuries. Nobody, miraculously, was killed in this event. But this 15-year-old...
So win for the leftists. That means, no, it wasn't really you can't tally up any bodies at an event like this, right? That wasn't a mass shooting, right?
...is now among the five...
Yeah, but they tried to kill people.
Five people in custody is being held as what they would call a prisoner. That's the Philly police term for it, over at the hospital while the surgeons work on getting the bullet wounds healed with him. But he is not even listed in critical condition, miraculously, even though he's been shot twice by a Philadelphia police officer. So among the arrested, he and another 15-year-old, and then two 16-year-olds and one adult. Of that five, only one is an adult. How about that? Four of the arrested are juveniles, and we also say...
Yes, juveniles, obviously.
...the same with the three wounded. Two juveniles wounded, including the one shot by the officer, and a woman. The women, 21 and 22 years old, one arrested and one wounded. And then on top of all this, why the Philly police are rushing here from all points in the city, one officer, a couple...
Philadelphia, birthplace of the United States. Now look at it.
Of blocks from here at 47th and Marion, hits a 15-year-old girl with his vehicle as he's racing over here with his lights and siren on and breaks her leg. She is rushed to the hospital. by Philadelphia medics. Here is some of what the police commissioner told us.
So any actual footage of this? I haven't seen anything come out.
At the scene of another big shooting in this town.
I walked through this event, and we know that the majority, 99% of the individuals at this event are good people who wanted to have...
This immediate damage control by authorities, right? Assume it was a white supremacist event, or like, I don't know, European celebration. It's a, you know, whatever. It's like a Walpurgis Night celebration or some, you know, Christian festival with a bunch of white people or something like that. And then gunshots ring out and one of them shoots at the police. Do you think it had been this immediate counter signaling of like, this was very safe and everyone was, this is very rare. It would never happen. Of course not. No, it's only, of course, because it's non-white people. Then I have to come out and signal immediately super hard that it's like, don't get any ideas here. These Ramadan festivals with all these non-whites is a great thing. It's a strength to have in our countries. And so don't you now be getting any other different ideas about this. No pattern recognition for you, okay?
Have a good time. And once again, we have young people engaging in gunfire who just really destroy the sanctity of what happened. There was a gentleman who I was walking by said, you know, we have to learn how to love each other. And he was really frustrated.
Ah, yes, of course. There we go.
All right, so
really what you think, it's really love is really what you think about when you think about these kinds of things. It's just a lot of love, to be honest. What was the... This one was a pretty good one, too. I'll check this one out here. Remember this one? Lavon Longstreet is a second grader and the star of our next Black in America documentary. Love this kid. Then in 10 years later, this the first one is 2013. So in 10 years later, in 2023, Lavon Longstreet, same kid, 17-year-old, arrested with mom for Mall of America shooting that left teenager dead.
Shit.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do about these things, huh? Well, okay, we saw some of that footage. We're going to have to play that then. Yep, this is what it is. Now, parents, I guess we could do that. Do we do the Muslim thing first? Where did that go? No, let's connect this, because here's, it's juveniles, right? It's just kids. Check this one out here. This is crazy. Here we go. This will tie in. Remember the Michigan shooter, Ethan Crumbly? We talked about it at the time. I think it was the same thing. There were questions about him being groomed or nudged or, you know, some kind of entrapment or something. But I frankly forget all the details. There's so many of them now. I forget the details. But regardless, excuse me, he did kill a bunch of people, right? Forget how many. Let me see if I can find that real quick. But anyway, his parents. Yeah, let me see here. His parents have not been sentenced. Which is just insane. I just want to get details of. Oh, there it is. Ethan Crumbly. Here we go. Here's the kid. Let me see here. Sentenced to life in prison without parole for killing four students in Michigan high school. What was the beef about? Did they try to pin this on like white supremacy or something? Before sentencing, Crumbly told the judge, "I'm a really bad person. I've done terrible things that no one should ever do." Whatever the sentence under down, he added, "I plan to do better." Okay. Crumbly had become the first minor to receive original sentence of life without the possibility of parole. Okay. What was the motive here? Man, I just see they all just blur together sometimes, some of these cases. Okay. Pleaded guilty last year to one count of terrorism causing death, a rare conviction in a state court, four counts of first degree murder, 19 other deadly rampage, obsession with violence, rehabilitation. I can't remember. Just get to it. I guess it was just, he was just sick or whatever, right? Kind of thing. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison. Like, what is, is this ever the first time this has happened? And of course, as Rogue Nationalists pointed out, imagine if they started applying this president to the absentee fathers of the small demographic that commits a disproportionate amount of violent crime. But no, it is just going to happen to white people. Of course it is. Yeah, MK Ultra, yeah, there was some, this, as usual with these things, that many of them are just groomed, though. There's another case locally here that we'll talk about later, too, which seems to be another setup, by the way. FBI comes out, warning about ISIS terrorism, and then they arrest this one kid that they've been grooming, to be honest. But anyway, I'm trying to find some other news pieces about the parents here, too. It's just so insane, right? Here's CNN. Let me see. Parents of shooter sentenced. Is there any longer report on this? No, they did not express remorse or something. Yeah, I don't know. Is this the new norm now? What about like Muslim terrorists that blow up, you know, shit in our countries? Are you going to hold their parents accountable now? Put them in jail? I'm not saying. Parents don't have anything to do with this. Obviously, that is true, right? But why not for the other kids then that just, you know, shot at the cops or whatever? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Anyway, I think you get the point. I'm going to beat a dead horse here. Now back to the Muslim stuff here. South Hall, or is this in South Hall? No, this is a different event here. Muslims in London, was this in... Yeah, this is in London, right? Trafalgar Square last night, call to prayer, wailing out on the streets of our capital city, London again. Free meals dished out by the Muslim mayor. Sick of hearing their goddamn wailing. How about go back to your Muslim country and scream your head off down there? Muslims out on the streets for Eid turns into a protest. Mostly peaceful protests where missiles are thrown at police. Over why? Because Pakistan, that's why. This is a PTI protest. I haven't seen this yet. Look at this shit. Take out the trash. What are they fighting about? What's the reason? Yeah, we have some cleaning up to do. Take out the trash. Starting over.
PTI protest in South Hall.
PTI. Let me see if I can find anything about that. What is that? It's obviously some fucking packy internal affairs. Yeah, PTI Pakistan. What is it about here? Sorry, I'm just doing this on the fly here because I didn't first see what the fucking reason is. Like I don't care. I don't give a shit what grief you have or beef you have. That's where I'm looking. Whatever beef you have with some shit that's happening in Pakistan, go home to Pakistan and sort that out there. Okay. Pakistan, Tehran, Tehrik-i-Insaf. Okay, okay. Pakistan Movement for Justice. Political party in Pakistan established in 1996. Oh, for Imran Khan. Okay, was he ousted? He was not elected or some shit recently, and now they're mad at British police over some issues. All right, I just, okay, whatever. You know. Yeah, and here's more. Here's more shit from the South.
Get
And then you have that too. They have the Hindu. What is he? 50 years? 60 years old? Is that? What age is he? Do you think, Chad? What do you think? 60? 65? 62? He's certainly not. He's not even in his mid to late 50s. This guy is 60 plus years old. That's what they can. This is the guy. There's no one else that want to be police. I get that in London now. I totally get that. But this is what you get. This is the guy that's going to help to clean out the. Oh my gosh.
Get back! Get back!
What a mess. What a mess. I mean, it's just, here's more here. All right, okay. All right. This is going to get worse and worse and worse again until firm action to prevent it is taken. You got to kick him out. Tourists will stop coming to London. Yeah, are there any anymore? They don't visit to experience Pakistani chaos. We shouldn't have to deal with the third world and their third world problems. In no time, they'll try to take power. Well, they already are. They will call dissenters racist and Islamophobes. No one is stopping them anymore. Will the spirit of Churchill resurge? Yeah, well, I get it, but look, he's the reason why you are here, and that's to blame for Churchill, partially at least. Or have Brits already lost their self-respect for good? I mean, I'm convinced that we're going to turn this around, so I'm not saying, but for now, yeah, for now, these areas are lost and they're over, and that's it. It's basically in their hands now. Check out this one here. It's funny because right now they're concerned about, well, they're always concerned about white supremacy, right? But like, it's been number of hit pieces on like these active clubs in Europe, you know, and all over the West. They're in America too. They're in Australia. White guys are getting fit. They're learning to fight and defend themselves and all that stuff. And of course, there's, you know, article after article of them whining and complaining and all that stuff. And we covered it in the latest, Weekend Warrior show, so check that out there too. But just a tie in there of here's a guy who travels around. It's one of these Birmingham, like, you know, radical, you know, jihadists or whatever, and they get, you know, largely free reign. They can do whatever they want. They can travel around. It's not like Jared Taylor, you know, they get banned for saying this or that, or it's not like, you know, I mean, there's a number of them, right? But like more recently, it was the people who try to attend conferences and they're kicked out. You have Martin Selner can't enter into, you know, certain areas of Switzerland. He's banned from Germany, like all this crazy stuff. These guys can go around just radicalize other Muslims in other European countries because, again, that's the plan. That's what they want. They want that chaos. They want to try to inflict as much pain and suffering and damage and hurt and violence as possible against European people. Of course, you're going to get a counter-reaction to that, which is happening now, which, is, of course, is part of these active clubs. And meanwhile, they're pretending like, oh, you can't. What are you trying to defend yourself? You can't defend yourself. You cannot organize while these, you know, guys are setting up. They're building mosques and all this shit. But anyway, Muhammad Hijab is in, I think this is in Norway. And he's just basically talking about suicide here. Like, if you commit suicide, you have the upper hand. Well, you can. I mean, we know what he means because he doesn't mean just kill yourself. He means take yourself out as a martyr. Let's listen to what he says first. It's so dumb, this here.
Yes, you can be. This is what Allah, he's telling us in the Quran.
Oh, does it say that in your magical shit book by these desert mindset people? I can't believe it, really. What does it say in your shit book?
There's something more. But then the question is, if your belief is one which encourages preservation of life at all costs, and our religion is not that like that, and yes, preservation of life is important, but preservation of religion is more important.
So fuck life. Fuck life. Just forget about preserving the very beings, I guess, that actually has anything to do with the religion, where the concept of the religion is from. Screw that shit. The religion on itself just stands on its own. Even without humans, apparently, it will, of course, survive, all right? Look, I know that that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is kill yourself in some suicide mission. He can't say that, so he denies he's saying that, but that's what he's saying. He's going to Norway and he's telling these people, you know what, it's actually more important that we preserve our religion, and we do that by bombing the shit out of these people whose countries you're now in and invading.
There's a concept of martyrdom, then I would consider that to be an advantage, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Robert Greene said...
Who the fuck is Robert Greene, by the way?
The one who's willing to commit suicide has the initiative. Now, I'm not saying commit suicide, anyone. This, how I got him here. I'm not talking about suicide mission here, bro. I'm just saying figuratively.
Bro.
The one.
Bro. Oh, it's just figuratively. But you just said, though, that the preservation of religion is more important than the preservation of life. In other words, life doesn't mean anything. Kill yourself. And if you're willing to commit suicide, and of course you can't say like suicide bombing or anything like that, then you have the upper hand.
Suicide mission here, bro. I'm just saying figuratively, the one who's willing to take it further. Yes.
Let me find. And be. So I was looking this up too, by the way. He can't even get his details right. Where's the... Oh, I had it in the tweet reply there, actually. Oh, yeah, here it is. I was looking for it, and I couldn't even find it. That wasn't Robert Greene who said that. Who the fuck is Robert Greene? Okay, I know Greene is not... Jews take those names, by the way. That's what people accuse, like, Adam Green of being Jewish. Well, he's not. Green is an English last name. And they take our names. It's like Stephen Miller. Like, they take our... They adopt and change their names. You can't judge it by the name. But anyway, I wouldn't be surprised if he's referencing some guy that he met who's Jewish. Oh, like Robert Greene. My mentor, Robert Greene. Totally guy who didn't change his name or anything. He said that whoever kills himself has the upper hand. Well, first of all, he wasn't him who said that. It was Boris Spassky, a Russian chess player. A man who's willing to commit suicide has the initiative. And I think that was in relation to chess, by the way. But, okay, anyway. This is Robert Greene. I don't know who the fuck that is. It's not about that, but it's just the point. They can't even get that right. I'm not saying commit suicide or anything like that. Of course not. No. But the preservation of our religion is much more important. This alone should be grounds for, like, arrest and deportation. Meanwhile, nothing happens. But they're shitting their pants over, like, active clubs in the West where people are, like, realizing, like, they're attacking us, they're killing us, they're raping women, and they're going after kids now. They're grooming kids, they're raping kids. These Muslim grooming gangs and all that stuff. They're videotaping themselves as they're pissing on teenagers in our countries, and they think it's funny, and they upload those videos to social media. That's what these people are. That's what they're doing. And so, yeah, we're like, okay, well, this is not changing. We're not, we've tried to be nice, we try to be tolerant, we give room, we give way, we like, sure, whatever you want, we're not going to, you know, no, it doesn't, nothing changes. They don't respect that type of behavior. If you back down, they will take even more. So while we can't back down, this is the time to stand up and defend ourselves. Not go on an attack. It's not, we didn't start this. I mean, ultimately, we should tackle the people that let them in and advocated for these people to be let in. And those who propaganda does all that time to say, oh, no, you can't talk about this like this. That's whatever. I get that. But at the same time, if they're willing to be the broom... As that rabbi said, if these Muslims, if Islam is willing to be the broom for Zionists and Jewish interests, then that's a part of the problem too, obviously. You know, you can say, well, it's not the hammer's fault, you know, that someone's striking you, whatever, and you can see these people as a tool, that's basically what they are, but they're willing accomplices, they're willing to be pawns in this game, more than happy to do it. In fact, they think they're winning by doing this. Oh, we're taking over. Yeah, you're taking over to the sense, because of the reason that our establishment has turned their backs against us, or turned, you know, stabbed us in the back. They've turned against us, and they're siding with you, and they're using you as a pawn for their ulterior motives. And you think that's winning? We're not even fighting back yet. We're not even organized to fight. Let's see what happens when we're fully organized and fighting back at 100%. Let's see what happens then. When we're defending ourselves, let's see if you're winning then. We're not there yet. We have not reached that point yet. Most of our people are not even aware of this yet. And again, not that we need everybody, but this is part of the process, right? All right. Jack Handy. Hail, Henrik. Hail, chat. Indeed. Thank you, Jack Handy, over on Odyssey. We got Dusty on Entropy. Thanks for the show. Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate the support. Good to see you. I love Trotsky now, someone says. Sorry. Caught up there. Okay, so we got that guy. Muslim suicide, totally fine. More in England here. 300 Indians, all granted British visas, who all applied in the same place. Celebrating the success of 300 visas. Shit, it's just a joke at this point. Call now, apply for upcoming intake. It's just like a big open mouth, just a big vacuum cleaner of just like suck up as much many Indians as you can, and you just dump them in England. What's the other organization here? Seabird Education. Anybody heard of them? Who's behind that? Seabird. Can I get some names here? Sorry, I can't see my keys here. There we go. Seabird Education. Sure, I'm doing this on the fly here. So it's interesting looking into these kind of things. Unlock your potential. Oh, here they are. Yeah, there we go. Expert guidance from our dedicated counselors. Guiding your dreams to reality every step of the way. Someone's making money. Top agents, book a call, United Kingdom. This is what it is now. It's just like a... you have tourist visa, what do you call them? Like, it's just... citizenships and these different types of work visa, study visa, and all that stuff. It's just basically like a... It's just something you hand out. It means nothing anymore, right? And, you know, then these people are going to stay, and they're going to get... None of these links work. There we go. They're very slow. They're gonna fight for to stay and get citizenship and all that stuff. You know, someone's making money here. Top agents. Yeah, super slow side here for some reason. What is this thing they're doing there? The counter-signaling diagonal here? What's going on? Anyway. All right. I'm sure there's... okay, it's in India. Yeah, it's Punjab. Somewhere in Punjab. Okay. All right. Anyway. Gotta get focused here. Doing too much shit on the fly. Here's something different. Change the pace a little bit here from all the goddamn depressing stuff that's happening in our countries right now. Ugh. Don't let it get you down. Like it's a lot of people are not. They're waiting. They're waiting for initiative and leadership. So I get it, and it's not here yet, and we're still working towards that. We have to find the right people. We have to find the right initiative. We have to have the right people that know how to form institutions and organizations and organize on this level for us to be able to start pushing back against all this stuff, right? And again, I'm personally 100% certain that it is going to happen. It is not over just because you're seeing these images and all that stuff. So it's not a reason to get you down and depressed, but it's a good way to show people that, like, just of how just like how absurd it is, the level of absurdity, the things that we're expected to accept and think that this is now normal, it's pretty incredible, to be honest. But I'm saying just the general, you know, temperature of this now, if you just, you know, try to like understand their general sentiment of normal people in European countries, white people, there's fewer and fewer who are like, oh, this is great. It's like a lot of people are on our side about this stuff now. Right? They're basically just waiting for someone to like initiate like a movement to really begin to turn this around. Right? Some days it feels like it's within grasp. It's close, you know what I mean? How that will turn out exactly, and you know, political, cultural, will this be something else? I don't know. I don't know yet. Hopefully all of the above, you know what I mean? Hopefully the majority of people are going to start taking action. And that's what we have to continue to encourage, that at the end of the day, action must be taken. We can sit here and be outraged about it. And again, it's a good start. That's the fire under your ass to get you going, to keep you motivated, to use that energy from that and in constructive ways, right? In ways that actually benefit us. I'm beginning to turn this thing around. But yeah, no, this is, I think I'm seeing more discontent than ever. And I don't even think that's just an echo, you know, an echo zone or what do you call it? You know, a bubble, essentially. I don't think that's what's going on. I think the majority of people are on our side. And the majority of people are just others don't know how many are on their side. So they're just like waiting. That's the downside of like, you know, information control, right? Controlling social media and posts, and that's why like they shut it all down now before they notice everything too much. Anyway, here's something different then, changing. Apparently they're doing some, first I thought this was a joke, right? The anti-social network Memes to Mayhem tells the story of 4chan and how it turned into a real world chaos agent now playing on Netflix. This is yesterday here. And here's how do you pronounce that? Drukpa Kunkli? I think this is one of those Golden Horde accounts, but is that a Romanian flag? Flag of Chad. Okay, no, that's okay. Bhutan and Chad. Okay, so Chad, it reminds me of Romania. What's the color of Romania's flag again? Isn't it similar? It's just a different configuration. Maybe it's red, white, blue? Anyway, all right. I thought it was like, oh, it's an Eastern European Golden Horde account. Anyway, whatever. The anti-social network, this is a post that this person did a while ago. I'm not sure how long is their date on this. I'm not sure. I predicted this movie, I think it's a series, right? When Christopher Poole, Jesse Eisenberg, founds a new social network and anonymous image board, 4chan, it quickly starts to grow. Though it is initially a huge success, events soon begin to spiral as the users begin making increasingly racist posts. All right, well, again, these things are maybe not hard to figure out. What else can they do, right? Anyway, let's check out the trailer here. Here's the 4chan trailer for the show running on Netflix about...
Do we even know who is this 4chan person or website?
15 years
ago. The hacker 4chan.
Ago, we were just dumbass kids having a good time sharing jokes and memes on the internet.
Their name comes from their secret website.
4chan.
It was things that you would not see anywhere else online except for there. There's definitely a lot of stuff that was super edgy.
Being totally anonymous.
Yeah, she will tell us the real truth about 4chan.
Gave young people the opportunity to vent their thoughts and opinions without being judged for it.
You just wanted another hit. Viral imagery blasting in your eyeballs. You didn't want the party to stop.
Oh, who is that? The why is this familiar? This, what is this? 2 years ago? Is this the what was this? Chad, help me out here. I remember this face. It was something they had leaked, something, or it was some shit that they were turning against, whatever. Is this actually one of the founders of that the 4chan or whatever? It rings a bell here. I'll see if I can find that.
Party to stop. We started with something, and never intended it for it to end up this way.
He was the hacker 4chan. That's right. The convoy. That's right. He hacked the donor list of the con. That's right. Thank you. Boiling Frog on Odyssey. That's right. Yeah. Because I played that video at the time. Like, who the fuck is this? Some shitlib here. Yeah, some Antifa hacker. That's right. Yep.
Start to shift to people actually.
So, of course, so that's who they're going to, right? To get the story on 4chan, yeah.
Trolling in real life.
If something drew the ire of Anonymous, it suffered.
Hello, leaders of Scientology. Anonymous has decided that your organization should be destroyed.
What drives user base numbers and revenue?
Hot Wheels. Yeah, because he didn't they do already a thing on that? He was... man, I'm fuzzy on the details on this. Hot Wheels was... Not 4chan, though. It was... what's that other site he was behind? Shit, help me out here. He was not 4chan, but he... Vice did this whole thing. They managed to get him to... It wasn't Kiwi Farms. He doesn't have anything to do with that, did he? But yeah, they wheel out Hot Wheels again for this shit here.
Anger. So Facebook or
what
Twitter.
What site was it that he was behind again?
Is making more money as users are getting angrier.
As the internet gets for some reason, it's easier than ever to make really dark, disgusting, or screwed up things.
Oh, the boy. See it? There they go. So, oh, someone is complaining at the open borders. Yeah, was it 8? 8 Coon, was that what it was?
Or screwed up things, and they can let it spawn in that environment until it spreads everywhere.
And why is that, though? Can you never ask? Because, and it's not that, like, everything on 4chan is correct, but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, the strongest memes survive, right? That's the one that stands. It's the most true. It resonates the most with people. It clicks the most. I mean, I know they hate that, right? We just did a piece on AP, had a whole article. We did a piece for that on the Western Warrior Show about how they're concerned about anonymous accounts. We have to stop anonymity and stuff. And ironically, they were like linking up or pointing to Twitter, X, which, of course, Musk have said he wants to do away with anonymity. He wants to verify all humans. He wants to get rid of all the bots. Ironically, there's more like, you know, pussy in bio bots now than ever. If you're not on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. It's just like, it's like any popular, like, you know, tweet or post or whatever, like you have hundreds of bots in some cases, like on all these posts. And they're like linking to their like nudity and OnlyFans and shit. But anyway, where am I going with this? They're really clamping down hard on anonymous internet users. Because there is a strong advantage in that, obviously, to help to turn the discourse. And you can say things which, you know, again, other cases wouldn't be, for most people anyway, right? You have a normie job or whatever. You can't just, you know, say them these things. You would get fired for it. So they're very concerned about anonymity. So this comes in the wake of all of that stuff, right?
We've all participated in undermining reality, but we never wanted things to turn into a living cartoon.
Spread the information. That's what QAnon.
Well, you guys are doing that, though. Right? The warfare is simply just against the cartoonish reality. That you get this backwards here. This is the critique of reality, for the most part. That's coming from places like 4chan and Poll and all these places, right?
That's askew. This has never happened in the history of the world. And it's all happening because of the internet.
Shut it down. All right. All right. The anti-social network. You know that's going to be good. All right. Okay. Fascinating. They will never look in the mirror, though. None of these people. They will never understand, like, okay, what is this about? What are they so angry about? Yeah, maybe it's because you're upending our civilization and everything you're doing, turning it into a cartoon, and then people fight back with like memes, and now you're upset about it because it's like, oh, it's so offensive. I of Odin again says on Rumble here, not only do they stay, speaking of the Indian and, well, all the other ones too, I guess, but they get married, have 10 kids, and they invite the last two generations of their family based on family reunification, and we pay for it. Fucking ridiculous. Yeah, well, I mean, the money is about to run out here, so maybe that's one aspect. I'm not saying that the work is being... shouldn't rely on that, obviously, but that's one aspect that, ironically, kind of... it's not going to it's not going to hurt that the welfare will put, at some point dry up, you know, unless they have some, you know, reboot economic digital system up their sleeve. If this continues, the inflation, the debt and all that stuff, it's unsustainable. You're going to get such a hard economic hit that all that's going to be cut off, essentially, right? And that's, frankly, going to hurt for us, but I think it's going to hurt for them even more. There's so many... Basically, we're going to have to reach a point where you get the right leaders in place, and they basically have to write a law or whatever, a decree or whatever you want to call it. Let's do the COVID thing. Let's do a mandate. Let's call it that. Let's call it a mandate. And then basically you say between this period and this period, like these years, between 1965 or whatever and 2029, right? Let's say we have 5 years here. We're nullifying all the open borders policies that we had and the people that came in and their descendants because it was against the will of the people. Okay, that's the law now. Oh, there you go. Well, then it's the law here. We have to deport. That's how it goes. Sorry, nothing personal, but you're going to have to leave. Okay? Well, we got some other good news out of Sweden. The EU is now banning, and this is... That's a weird translation. That translated maize fires. No, that's not what it is. Majbrasa, which is Valpurgis night, right? You have a big bonfire. Some people think you can call it May fire or May bonfire. You can call it Valpurgis fire. Call it whatever you want. But the EU is now banning, or have banned. They're not about to. They have banned. Swedes are no longer... This is EU-wide, by the way. This is not just Swedes. It's a Swedish outlet that I saw this on. Swedes are no longer allowed to... translation is super wonky. It was better on the other... What did I use? Google Translate as opposed to in the browser, I guess. Anyway, I'll be able to figure this out. Don't worry. Swedes are no longer able to burn branches, leaves, and other garden waste. According to a new law by the EU, which Swedish radio... was reporting on. They're reminding people that on May 1st, right, and the night before then is Valpurgis night, you're not allowed to have bonfires. The new law, to be applied to all EU countries, means that households and businesses must have a separate collection of bio-waste. They're expecting us to recycle it, right? Since January 1, branches, leaves, and other garden waste have to be recycled. Many people do not know it and are getting... We're getting many questions about this right now, says Milla Sundström, Waste and Chemical Unit Manager at the Swedish Environmental Protection Agency. And here she is. And why do they always look like this? Let's do English here instead of German. There she is. Milla Sundström, the Swedish Environmental Protection Agency. There she is. Why do they always look like this? I mean, look, she didn't write the law. But she's the one who upholds it. You know what I mean? The EU puts a stop to it. You can't burn leaves in your garden now. What? It's so absurd. Like, all of these institutions are going to have to be upended and disbanded. And I saw a lot of the comments I posted about it. Like, you could argue this is now, it's encroaching on religious freedom, right? Valpurgis is like, for pagans or heathens, non-Christians, for fun sed, etc., etc. These are the regular type of occurrences. Like, yeah, we burn fires. You say we can't take garden waste. Or look, this is why did they burn it? Well, the reason for this, of course, is when you cleaned up not only your garden, your fields. You take broken branches that have fallen through during winter and ice storms, and there's leaves everywhere and stuff. You clean all that shit up, and you burn it in a huge bonfire. I mean, even if you go to like visitsweden.com, right? They're like, oh, this is a big cultural event in Sweden. We still celebrate these kinds of things. Valpurgis night, Valborg, and May Day, right? That's the day after. This is the night of the bonfire in Sweden. I'm surprised they even have this up, to be honest. It's like, oh, it's this great tradition, but oh, you, by the way, you can't do it now. It's just become illegal. Traditionally, it was believed that this was to ward off evil spirits. So it's kind of a lot, it's more to it than that, but okay, whatever. But now a festive way of getting rid of excess gardening odds and ends. So this is the, can you believe this? This is now, it's no more bomb. You can't pick up your garden, debris and burn it. They're all going to have to go. They're all going to have to be, just do away with them all. They're all going to have to go at some point. We're going to burn. I encourage everyone to burn the largest fire you possibly can this year, wherever you are in Europe, just to stick it to them. What are they going to do? Arrest you? Are they going to fine you because you're burning leaves and sticks? Is that what they're going to do? We need a million fires to burn this Walpurgis night, just to, all throughout Europe, all throughout the West, just to stick it to them. Oh my gosh. So the reasoning is, I assume it's something like, oh, it's some environmental thing. I'm not sure if they've even mentioned it. There's some exceptions. The basic rule is that you're not allowed to burn something, but you should always check with your municipality. However, the rule does not apply to garden waste containing residues of the very troublesome plant park site in Sweden. This is some, the translation is wonky on this here. Or any of the plants that are on the EU list of invasive species, such as whey. Okay, interesting. I didn't know that. Well, take that then. Well, again, break this rule. I mean, there's no way out of way about it. Anyone who wants to do a bonfire on May 1 can thus ensure that they have plenty of, for example, rose in the bonfire, and then it becomes legal according to Chapter 3, Section 1C of the Waste Regulation. So you get, okay, but only specific type. You're going to buy rose? Again, maybe the translation is wonky. I've got to go back to the Swedish here. Vres, rose. I don't even know what that is. Yeah, there's some invasive species then or something. All right, anyway. No, fuck that shit. We're gonna make bonfires, whether you like it or not. Screw you. Isovoda says international law to start removing even more native traditions. Exactly, that's what it is. I mean, that's what it is. It isn't. It's a, as usual. It's in the guise of, not that that's even motivated here, but it's like, oh, it's CO2 release or so. You have to recycle it. Well, does that matter? Literally, it's like the same. If it breaks down over time, I assume it's the same amount of CO2 that would be released, if that's even the reason. I don't think it is a reason. I think the reason is that they want to ban our traditions. I think that's the reason. That is the reason. That's what they're doing. It's not even motivated. It's not like, oh, well, it's bad for the environment, you see. It's bad for the air or whatever. Ooh, a bonfire. International law to start removing even more native traditions, but I bet they can blast an Islamic prayer at the highest decibel for miles, obviously. My eyes can't roll further into the back of my head. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you, Azavodin. It's just, oh my gosh. Yeah, invasive species. Hello. Maybe next time, exactly. Right? Yeah, I can think of some, what's that scene in Monty Python, right? If it's a witch, it's a duck. Which means it floats, which means it's wood, which means you can buy a burner. Maybe we should bring, it's the only time we could bring back like that, the superstitious, witch burning tradition would be now, if we just kind of can translate that a little bit. We have other invasive species here. We got to burn. Let's make a big Walpurgis night fire here. All right. Here, check this out. This is gold. This is gold. This is Goldberg here. European court rules human rights violated by climate inaction. BBC News. A group of older Swiss women, because they have nothing better to do right now. Neutral Switzerland, safe neutral. I know they're trying to change that or whatever. They have immigration in Switzerland too, but it's one of these protected countries, right? Because all the globalist, many of the globalist institutions are there. International Bank for Bank for International Settlements, the World Zionist Congress, is it? That's in Basel or Switzerland, somewhere in Zurich, I think Zurich, right? Of course, you have the whole World Economic Forum. All these huge institutions are basically around, you know, in the same kind of general areas. Well, so, you know, it's a little bit of a distance, but it's basically the same spot, to be honest. So they're a little shielded. They're a little protected. It's a little bit better. The population can have weapons in order to protect these globalists if something actually happens and shit like this, right? So I get that. But this is what happens when you have, like, what idle hands is the devil's... Well, how does the saying go again? something like that. Devil's, not plaything, what is it? Anyway, something like that. The devil's workshop, or what is it? Something like that. Look around, old women, and figure out that there's other ways you can help right now. The women, mostly in their 70s, said that their age and gender made them particularly vulnerable to the effects of heat waves linked to climate change. The courts said Switzerland's efforts to meet its emission reduction targets had been woefully inadequate. It is the first time the powerful court has ruled on global warming. Swedish campaigner Greta Thunberg joined activists celebrating at the court in Strasbourg on Tuesday's EU headquarters commission, right? It's in Strasbourg, the EU commission. All right, so there they are. She joined up to celebrate. My human rights were violated because of my climate change. I wonder where this might be going. We still really can't believe it. We kept asking our lawyers, is that right? Rosemary Weidler-Walty, one of the leaders of the Swiss women, told Reuters news agency. And they tell us it's the most you could have had. The biggest victory possible. It's only the beginning of climate litigation, said Ms. Thunberg. Oh, this means that we have to fight even more, since this is only the beginning. Because in a climate emergency, everything is at stake. There is no climate emergency. There's a biosphere emergency, there's an immigration emergency, there is an economic emergency, there's an energy emergency, there's a financial emergency, there's a retard emergency, but there's no climate emergency, okay? There's an there's a bagel emergency, there's an everything emergency. There's an everything bagel emergency, in fact. But the one thing which it is not is a climate emergency. Well, there's a pollution emergency. There's like... India and China are like polluting our oceans with like plastics, which is turning into like microplastics and phthalates, and there's chemical. Like, there are environmental things that's bad, but it's not a climate emergency. It's not what they mean when they say that, when they use those words. That's not what it is. That's fake to gain political power and to get you to fold to their political will. The ruling is binding and can trickle down to influence the law in 46 countries in Europe, including the UK. So, now, is this the beginning of something new? The climate emergency lawsuits. You really have nothing better to do. Is there early life check here available? Rosemary Weidler-Walty? Again, you can't judge from last names, as I just said. Because someone's name is Miller or Green, it doesn't mean they are a bagel. You know, they like bagels. And Maurer from Senior Women for Climate Protection. Yeah, the biosphere? What about like protection of Swiss people? Can we get that next? The court ruled that Switzerland had, quote, failed to comply with its duties under the Convention Concerning Climate Change. Is that an international... Which convention? In the international convention? A UN convention? Which one? I wish there were more specific. An internal convention by Switzerland itself? I don't know. And that it had violated the right to respect for private and family life. What? What? Okay, all right, whatever. It also found that there are there have been critical gaps in the country's policies to tackle climate change, including failing to quantify reductions in greenhouse gases, those gases that warm Earth's atmosphere when we burn fossil fuels, like oil, coal, and gas. The Swiss women called Klima Seniorinen, or Senior Women for Climate Protection, argued that they cannot leave their homes and suffer health attacks during heat waves in Switzerland. How hot does it get in Switzerland? This is just, oh my gosh, this is just so dumb. But again, this is the, you know, they're organizing. They're pulling, they're inflicting damage. We might sit here and laugh at these people and say, oh, call them crazy and all that stuff. And they're like, you know, probably, who knows, but if nothing else, they've been programmed by this stuff. They're, you know, someone is using them as a tool to, you know, to inflict political damage on Switzerland and in the extension, the EU, in order to get them to reach to to shut down civilization, right? Because ultimately that's what they want to do here. They want to put a stop to everything that's made Europe and the West successful, essentially. And again, there's plenty of criticism when it comes to environmental problems as a consequence of, like, you know, out of control, you know, materialism and, you know, mercantilism. I get that, and I'm happy to criticize those things as well. But again, that's not what this is. If these women truly were concerned about the environment or the situation with pollution or something, right? Number of other things we can do. One of them, of course, is to stop migration flows into Europe to begin with. Because if any of this is somehow on Switzerland's shoulders or in the extension the EU, the output we have is nothing compared to countries like India and China anyway. And you never see these women or Greta Thunberg complain or whine on those countries. Why? Because they're brown and it's fine. And ultimately they're anti-Antifa, you know, anti-imperialists, anti-colonial, anti-white supremacy. That's what their issue is here. They want to shut down white countries. That's what this is about. So they can't go outside because they suffer health attacks during heat waves? Okay, whatever. What was the evidence presented for this? I'd love to look closer at that. On Tuesday, data showed that last month was the world's warmest month. Oh, here we go again. So natural up and down cycles in the long, Milankovitch-style cycles and like the ups and the cooling cycles, the warming cycles that are natural to our solar system and ultimately driven by the sun is, of course, white man's fault somehow. More than 2,000 women are in the Klima Senioren group. They launched a case 9 years ago, calling for better protection of women's health in relation to climate. So they might be insane, they might be crazy, there might be tools, there might be all these things. But again, as I said, they're organizing. They're getting together. They're suing people. They're getting serious NGO money and backing from all these institutions and organizations, and they're inflicting damage. And we're going to have to get our shit together to reverse a lot of this stuff. All right. Not made to sit in rocking chairs and knit. Yeah, where's your maybe you should tend to your grandchildren. Do you even have any? Instead of worrying about this. All right, do we have to show the Greta Thunberg stuff too? When climate change is really menopause, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what are you doing with your time here? You know what I mean? What are you doing with your time? As of Odin again on Rumble, so these old women have soulless ideas, legitimately. Scary to look at them. Imagine their happiness if they had grandchildren to help with. Yeah. Maybe some of them do. I'm not sure, but that's what they should be spending their time on. One of the dangers, in fact, with like childless white women. Ugh, gosh. The whole army of these like crazy lunatics that will begin to work for like progressive, liberal, anti-white policies. A whole army of them. That's a danger, and they'll be weaponized by all the right people. Could we imagine if we could get the dedication and the time and the effort and the resources that they have to get them to come to our side? Again, that's part of our task. It might be impossible. I don't know. But anyway, I saw this. This is kind of funny, right? Someone was, and I had to She was Greta Thunberg was arrested in coincidentally, was she in Switzerland, Netherlands, I think it was, or something like that. I never forgot what it was. Someone linked it up, a study of, I think it was fake. It was so many memes, you can't even tell anymore, but it was funny. It was something like, the paper was something like, the increase in mammalian glands in retarded women or something. Something like that. It was funny. Always someone ballooned her breasts here a little bit, but all I could see when I thought this was that Aphex Twin video. Remember that one? I think this is not from Come to Daddy, which was a creepy video, music video. This was from, what was it called? Window Licker, actually, I believe. It's amazing. I remember some of those titles. That's what I saw. The uncanny resemblance when I saw that, what I was reminding of was Aphex Twin. I did another uncanny one that was going down pretty well. It was the tranny which Biden based his transgender visibility day or whatever, right? It was the Jewish trans activists that was founded that behind that, and he looked. He looks just like Penguin in Batman. Did you guys see this yet? Now I have to pull it up. I have to prove it to you. It was like going down pretty well. It was like a million views or something on that tweet. And it was not one of those uncanny comments. I got to find it now. Sorry, I'm all... I'm doing shit on the fly here. Oh, well, it's fine. It's a laid-back show today. All right, anyway, where is it here? I'll find it. It was kind of funny, but yeah, it was very, I mean, very, very close, to be honest. Very, very close. Oh, come on. Have I become one of those annoying people that tweet too much? There it is right there. There we go. A couple of successful uncanny. Since we had that uncanny, let's do the other uncanny. Here we go. I mean, prove me wrong. That's the same thing right there. That's the same thing. That's Danny DeVito, one of the best Batman movies, by the way. Danny DeVito playing the Penguin. I think that's uncanny, to be honest. Did you see the clip with this one? We were supposed to cover it, and we didn't. Here it is. The founder of Transgender Day of Visibility that Biden just proclaimed to be, you know, with a proclamation. Stated that March 31st, 2024 is Transgender Day of Visibility.
Hi there!
Here it is.
Hi! I'm Rachel Crandall Crocker, and I'm Executive Director of Transgender Michigan, and I am founder and organizer of the International Transgender Day of Visibility. And I want to share with you how that all happened.
Oh, jeez. The phrasing on that, I looked at that, the interview, that the phrasing on that is just, it's chef's kiss. You can't ask for a better.
I could, and this was 20 years ago, I could not find a job.
Find a job, huh?
I ended up
going
business by myself. If anyone is looking for the best,
that's right, Solex, smash or pass, fellas.
Therapist ever, and willing to come all the way down to the Detroit area, I will
give you my card.
All right. There. There, I shoehorned it in. I had to do it. Yeah, a million views on that. That was kind of funny. What was the tweet? Yeah, 1.1 million views on that. And by the way, of course, this is a classic. New York Times, back from 1992, when Batman first came out. Batman's new adversary, the Penguin, played by Danny DeVito in Batman Returns, is not just a deformed man, half-human, half-Arctic beast. He is a Jew. Okay, Rebecca Royfe and Daniel Cooper. Down to his hooked nose, pale face, and lust for herring. Hey, that's herring. It's a Swedish thing. Sill. It's very, we do appreciate that. I thought Jews were brisket and like maybe salmon, lox, they call it. And he depicts the Penguin as one of the oldest cliches. The Jew who is bitter, bent over and out for revenge. The Jew who is unathletic and seemingly unthreatening, but who in fact wants to murder every firstborn child of the Gentile community. They were going hard in this piece. Man, 1992, this was an issue. Randall Crocker. All right, anyway. I managed to shoehorn that in there. But anyway, if you haven't had enough yet, here is the new definition of big oil, ladies and gentlemen. Seed oils. The seed oil, the canola and seed oil supply industrial complex here have formed a new coalition called the Seed Oil Coalition in order to combat social media misinformation around the health effects of seed oils. Here we go. Look at this. The Western producer. Canola takes social media hit. If you're on TikTok or Instagram, it's quite possible that you may have come across something that is negatively or misleading. That's right. But the canola industry still felt it was necessary to form the Seed Oil Coalition in conjunction with corn and soybean commodity groups to share information and jointly fight what they deem a misinformation campaign. They really want you to get the seed oils in. Fascinating, isn't that what it is? The canola industry created the canolainfo.org website and associated social media handles to help disseminate quote correct information unquote on canola oil in the United States. Now let's take a look. What did we have here? We had here we go. We've covered this in detail in the past, right? But how the oils turn toxic? Concentrations of toxic aldehyde per liter of oil when heated at 180 degrees. Sunflower is the worst, I guess. Then you have corn oil, extra virgin oil, which, yes, you shouldn't heat anyway, right? You want to have it, first of all, you might have a cold press and all that stuff. Butter and coconut, and it gets less toxic, I guess, those oils, right? And we had another one here. An interesting study here. The aldehyde content of one large French fries made in cooking oil, often seed oils. That this used to be, I think they used to fry potatoes to make French fries. I'm sorry, freedom fries, obviously. In lard, right? They used animal fats. They used, maybe not butter, but they used all these like animal sources for the oil. And now, of course, it's mostly, as far as I know, anyway, it's mostly seed oils. It's the equivalent of smoking 25 tobacco cigarettes. Is this something we want to happily be handing to our kids? No, it is not. Seed oils are toxic. The process of doing it is, and then again, especially when you heat it up, right? And that's been one of the main concerns. Canola and seed oil manufacturers have now formed a group called, I kid you not, the Seed Oil Coalition. Big oil, since they want actual fossil fuels out. This is the new big oil right here. To fight misinformation about the health effects of seed oils. Keep up the good work, lads and ladies, Roy Ignatius says. Yeah, it is incredible. They really, really want you to eat this shit. There's a couple of studies out. As well, chronic non-communicable disease risks presented by lipid oxidation products in fried foods. Yeah, you can fry in butter. If you want to serve French fries to your kids or you eat it yourself, yeah, you can dump buy it out in some of these burger places. Just, buy a French fry cutter. What do they call it? French fry cutter. And then fried in butter. You can fry it in butter or lard or some other animal fat or something. And you're good to go. Okay, a couple of more things here, guys. We're going to wrap up soon, but we do have some serious business over in Israel, right about now. Things could be popping off at any moment. See here, U.S. sees missile strike on Israel by Iran and proxies as imminent. U.S. and allies believe major missiles and drone strikes by Iran and its proxies against military and government targets in Israel are imminent. Civilian facilities not expected to be targeted. Oh, so they're more moral than the Israeli army then. Sources told some person here and me, attack may not necessarily come from Israel's north. Okay, Biden, a press conference, we also want to address the Iranian threat to launch they're threatening to launch a significant attack in Israel. As I told Prime Minister Netanyahu, our commitments to Israel security against these threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad. Let me say it out loud again. I can't even pronounce this. Ironclad. All we can to protect Israel's security. Of course it is. Where's the tweet here or the post? Was it Disclosed that had it? Let me see if I can find that. Yeah, here it is. Pentagon chief. No evidence of genocide in Gaza. They just came out mentioning this. Let me just input this real quick here. Obviously, I mean, I'm not surprised at all, right? This is what they have to do. They have to back Israel at all costs. But like, well, Iran is, of course, striking Israel because they just bombed their consulate in Syria. And they killed something like, seven people total. Three of them are like military generals or something like that. So they're acting like this is, they will strike Israel out of nowhere for no reason, while Israel, of course, is antagonizing this and making the situation much worse. Here's the Pentagon person I was talking about.
Secretary Austin, thank you for acknowledging in response to Senator Wicker that Hamas committed war crimes on October 7th and has been committing them every day since by using human shields. I want to address what the protesters raised earlier.
This guy, of course, here we go. His true job and role of fulfilled. Check.
Is Israel committing genocide in Gaza?
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that,
to my knowledge. Better than Director Burns and Director Haynes did last month at the Intelligence Committee when they dodged that question. You stand accused by those protesters of greenlighting genocide. Would you like to respond to that accusation?
What I would say, Senator Cotton, from the very beginning is that we committed to help assist Israel in defending its territory and its people by providing security assistance. And I would
the Jewish state
remind everybody that, you know, what happened on October 7th was absolutely horrible. Numbers of Israeli citizens.
The 40 beheaded babies, of course.
Killed. A couple of hundred Israeli citizens taken hostage.
American citizens as well.
Well, yeah, but they killed most of them in friendly fire. Story after story have been coming out where they're like, this one also was killed by friendly fire, by the way. And, this person here in this kibbutz was probably killed by these Hellfire missiles. And, this tank, this Israeli tank just fired randomly into these homes and houses. They killed their own people.
You deny the accusation that you greenlit genocide.
I absolutely do not.
Okay. For the record, I don't think Israel's committing genocide. I don't believe you greenlit genocide either. You talked
about Tom Cotton, right about his name. He's more upset about. It was a good meme here. As people are like trying to like, okay, let's critique Israel, the Israeli lobby, disproportionate Jewish influence on like Congress and the Senate and the political system, and just. How many Jews are in like Biden administration? How many there were in the Trump administration? Why do they have all these people in there? They're pushing for things that benefit Israel, like all these things. And all they want to talk about is like, but look at this crazy Look at Michelle Obama is probably a transsexual. I think it's like, okay, that's fun to expose that or talk about that occasionally, whatever. But like, it's more serious matters here. This is the whole thing with the woke package, anti-woke. It's a package in the sense that it's like a bunch of these accounts that are out there. They're being boosted. Many of them are being boosted by Elon Musk too, by the way. From end wokeness to Chaya Right Chick and Libs of TikTok, and there's like numerous other ones of them too, by the way. But yeah, they're all there. They're outraged. Here's the latest, transsexual thing. And it's not that those things don't have to be, covered or whatever, or that you have to try to stop those kinds of things. But in many regards, it's just, it's like content farmed outrage porn. And that's all it is. And it ends there. If it was like, now let's take action. Let's stop the people. Let's discuss those who are behind this ideology and how we got to this point. Then it's like constructive, right? There's like, okay, you're using it to fire up, get people fired up about this issue, get them angry, and then you use it in some constructive way to shut it down. That's not kind of happening, as far as I'm seeing anyway, not by those types of accounts, right? Instead of it's become, let's keep exposing the woke madness. It's like, okay, there is a function to that. I'm not going to deny that doesn't have to be done. It needs to be done. But then they become like total Israel shills, right? Many of these, like, just total, it's like total propaganda accounts on this one issue. All right. Anyway. So we'll see what happens here. But basically, Iran might go on a justified retaliatory campaign in order to defend themselves against these attacks by Israel. And, of course, it's going to be seen then as out of nowhere, for no reason, Iran is now attacking Israel. And, of course, this could escalate very, very quickly and get more countries involved in the process as well, in the war, which is devastating. Israel threatens to launch direct attack on Iran, further escalating conflict in the Middle East. Comes after Iran's supreme leader today vowed to punish an evil Israel. Why did they put that in quotes? That's objectively true. Follows a suspected IDF strike that killed Iranian... Suspected IDF strike that killed Iranian military generals. Thank you, Daily Mail. Yeah, it's just suspected. Yeah, here he is, right? Israel Katz. Writing in both his native Hebrew and Farsi, Israel Katz said on X, if Iran attacks from its territory, Israel will respond and attack in Iran. Yeah, so that's... They're just chomping at the bit to get this thing popped off, to be honest. Absolutely insane, these people. Absolutely insane. And, of course, then they're playing the religious card. And, every nation's going to turn against Israel for no reason whatsoever. We didn't do anything. And then one missed out. Whoops, we hit the Al-Aqsa Mosque. We totally didn't mean to, but all right, okay. All right, we'll take the opportunity to start constructing a third temple here, because we've burned the red heifer anyway, right? Am I right? So, we got the ashes to cleanse ourselves from our sins. Jive Turkey 0001 says, here's some scratch. Heinrich, thanks for the show. Thank you, Jive Turkey. Appreciate that. Thank you for your support. Appreciate it. All right. I think we're going to start wrapping up here for today. Thank you for joining us. Definitely check out the latest Western Warrior. If you didn't yet, it's right. It's up right now on redicemembers.com. But it's, of course, up on Odyssey. It's up on our locals. And it's up on Subscribestar as well. Definitely check that out. Some good stuff in that show. It's only $10 a month. Please sign up. Support our work. Help us out so that we can continue to do this, of course. And continue to mount an opposition to all the crazy stuff that's happening. And, of course, from here, next steps are going to have to be taken. That's why we encourage you guys to get active. Tribe and train, as they say. Find local active clubs, if that's your thing. Start working towards and for our people. Organize, get together, form community. That's what we're doing here in Northern Idaho. You should do the same where you are at. And at some point, again, we're going to probably initiate a program to start helping getting other people together as well. There are many other groups out there doing it now, so it's already kind of a network forming, but we want to help and do our part in that as well. So we're going to start, we'll start by highlighting certain regions, certain parts, be that in Europe, America, maybe even down under and stuff like that. I know there's some people that are looking for like-minded people. and see if we can help connect some of you guys. And I know there's a lot of listeners and viewers out there, and if you guys are isolated, that's even more important that you actually start getting together with people and start doing the things that's necessary for us to proceed and continue, because this ship is going down. In some cases, it's going down intentionally as well, of course. We got to prepare for what's coming, because it's not something we're going to be able to weather by ourselves, you know what I mean? So we need networks of our people, strong networks of our people and communities in place, basically. That's where this is going next, is the next natural evolution here. Okay, guys, thank you so much again for joining us. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for your support as well. Check out, of course, again, as I said, redisemembers.com. You can sign up over there. It's only $10 a month. It helps us tremendously as well. Most people won't miss $10 a month. Kind of view it as, I guess, it's like, you know, we get, of course, exclusive videos up there. We get a second hour of interviews. And by the way, we have more of those in the pipeline coming up here as well, more booked in. But Western Warrior is really the best show that we do. So check that out. It's like you buy us a cup of coffee and you check out our Western Warrior, and that helps us continue, go forward, keep on trucking, keep on clicking. And of course, we want to thrive and grow as well. We want to do this better and actually make some real damage out there. We want to help to awaken our people to all these things and basically bring us to a point where we can begin to offer up resistance against these things that was happening. And this is only part of the process, and this is helping us to continue doing what we do. So thank you guys so much again. Check it out, redisemembers.com. You can sign up over at Odyssey or Subscribestar or Locals, redistv.locals.com. That's a great way to support us as well. You can also sign up for a producer or executive producer tier. It's another great way of getting some resources our way. If you want to help out a little bit extra, I get a shout out at the end of the show. That's a fantastic way to help out as well. So with that, thank you to our executive producers. Today, T. Lothrop, Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown. We also have French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeebs, President Ubunga, Mongoose, William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Dulebob, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze, Rex Ballington, Call Me Combo Deal. We also have the Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony, Penelope 7 USA, Bertrand Comparet. We have Dixie Drone Force, Arctic Wolf, and Europe Awake. Thank you so much to our executive producers. We also have our producers, Mr. Walker, 696, Johansson, Leo Duman, Snark Pop, Eyes Open, Mr. Lemry, Yuri Nu, Obadiah Hakeswill, Perfect Brute, Single Action Army, Lord H.P. Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Sonata for Violin, ExposedFlyers.com, Whitewater Rafting Fan, and Jet Fire. Thank you, guys. We appreciate your support. Once again, if you want to get one of those, you can upgrade your sub over at Odyssey or Subscribestar if you're there. If you're over at RedIceMembers.com, you can cancel your donor box and sign up for the new tier. If you need any help with that, RedIce@ProtonMail.com. We're happy to help you out with that as well. By the way, we are working on a new payment system there as well. Hopefully have that in place soon, which of course then will make it automated as opposed to manually activate the signups. Over on the members' site, this is one of the pluses of being banned from major payment processors, of course. More admin work. But anyway, we appreciate your support over there if you've signed up and your patience as well as we manually have to activate those accounts. But again, hopefully that will be implemented soon here, and then that will be automatic over there. Zaya Frieza, Henry, can you have Dr. David Duke on? Yeah, we had him on. It was a while ago now, though, but yeah, I did have him on. I would like to have him back. He's kind of he's a hard guy to interview because he can just go for like 4 hours, but yeah, if I can box him in a little bit, I'll definitely do it. But I know David has done some great work, of course, as well. So not opposed to it. Thank you, Zafri. Appreciate that. All right, guys. Thank you so much again. We'll be back here with Flashback Friday, obviously. And again, we have some good interviews lined up. I know Lana's looking at getting some guests in for 3:14 as well. But until then, of course, thank you everyone out there for joining us today. We appreciate your support, everybody. We'll be back with more here within just a few days. Until then, check out the latest Western Warrior up on RedIceMembers.com. Sign up, unless you want to be gay, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you later. Take care.
you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for our exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.